Within the laws of Kriyas HaTorah, the Mechaber deals with the question not of a person making a mistake with regard to the laning on Shabbos, but let's say Tov Vekor Parsha Cheres B'Sheni V'Chamishi Shabbos, Shabbos B'Mincha. What happens if a person ends up reading the wrong Parsha on a Monday or on a Thursday? They read the first Aliyah, but they end up reading from a different Parsha. So in that situation, as we mentioned on Shabbos, if on Shabbos a person would lane the wrong Parsha completely, then you have to make it up. You have to, the next week, not only lane Parshas HaShavuah, but the one that you missed the previous week. Does that also apply to missing or making a mistake on those days? So he says as follows, V'rabim mi'achronim, many of the achronim are the opinion, she'ein hadabram akiv. That doesn't really make a difference. Just as long as you've lained on Monday and Thursday, it doesn't really matter what it was. Vim kvar karu gimel gavri. Obviously, it's not the preferred method. It's not l'chachila, but it was already done. You already called up three. Ein l'asav likro shuv b'parshas hashvua. And then all of a sudden, someone realizes, you know what? It's not parshas Noach and parshas lechacha. Doesn't make a difference. We're not going to require that parsha to be read, even though we can just do it right now. It's not necessary. However, if, let's say, you only called up the first person, you caught that mistake, then you can go switch to the correct parsha for the remaining people that did not yet get the aliyah. That's not an issue. However, he says like this, V'chol zeh b'kriyas mincha d'shabbos v'sheni v'chamishi. This is only Shabbos afternoon, Monday or Thursday, that we have such leniencies. Avol b'kriyas parshas hashavua, as we mentioned, b'shachris, when it comes to the actual whole parsha on Shabbos morning, im tov v'kor parsha acheres, if you read the entire, completely the wrong parsha, in that situation, srichim likro shuv parshas hashavua b'zayin gavri. You have to go all over again. If it's still that Shabbos, you should call up seven new aliyahs for the correct parsha. B'dinim, and all these laws are as we mentioned previously. So the question is why? What's the difference? We made a mistake on Shabbos. You make a mistake on a Monday or a Thursday, it's still Kriyas HaTorah. So why do we have this leniency only on the weekdays but not on Shabbos? So he explains as follows. The Hatam HaKriya, the whole reason why we lane on Monday and Thursday is not because we have to get a specific Parsha correct. Of course, we do lane the Parsha of the week, the Parsha which will be laned on Shabbos. The primary reason why we lane on a weekday, on Monday or Thursday, is based on the reason, that we do not want, just like water, that we were not able to have water in the midbar for 3 days. So for that same logic, we do not want to not have Torah for 3 days. So it has to be read. There has to be some Torah during that some point period of time. That's why it's on Monday and Thursday, which is 3 days apart. So the so-so of Korbatot, even though you read the wrong Aliyah, it's still the Torah. And therefore, you have accomplished the goal of learning in a public forum within a 3 day span. However, when it comes to the laning of Shabbos, that's not the reason why we lane on Shabbos. It's not so that we should not go 3 days without learning Torah. Rather, it's in order that we should be able to, in a year span, have laned and heard the entire Torah. It's an entirety. And therefore, on Shabbos, if the mistake was made, then it's a problem. Because you're not going to end up having the tzibur having heard the entire Torah as the year ended. And therefore, because of that, we're strict only on Shabbos, but not on a weekday. How about Rosh Chodesh? So he says like this, Rosh Chodesh, as well as on fast days, and on Mowadim, Yomim Tovim, all of those times, Shita'u V'kar Parsha Cheres, let's say you did not lane the correct laning on Rosh Chodesh, or as we said, on a public fast day, Let's say you forgot it was a fast day, and you didn't lane. You lane the wrong. You thought it was just a regular. It was a Monday. So apparently, maybe that case also we'll see that you would have what's the din? Gamkin lo yatsu yidei chavasan ukiilu kor klal. You did not fulfill your obligation. It's like you did not read at all. So again, let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, and you didn't lane Rosh Chodesh. You lane something else on that day. So that's it. You lost your opportunity. You have to do it again because it's like you didn't read at all. Now the reason why I was stumbling for a minute is because it's not true when it comes to a fast day. The one exception is by a fast day. And it's brought down in the Shaar Ephraim, the reason why we're more lenient in if let's say it was Monday, and let's say this past Monday was a fast day, which it wasn't, and no one remembered that it was a fast day, and we just laned Parshas Lech Lecha. So the question is that a problem? According to the Shaar Ephraim, you do not have to make up that laning. And the reason is because the Tainus is the exception that we lane the exact same thing again by Mincha. And therefore, according to the Shaar Ephraim, if when it comes to a Tainus you read the wrong laning, that's not an issue because it'll be done anyway. You'll hear it eventually that day. However, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, which there's no laning by Mincha, it's only in the morning, if you would have laned and Monday was Rosh Chodesh, assuming it was, and we didn't remember it, and we lane Lech Lecha, in that case, would not be Yotzei, and Ke'ilu Kor Klal, it's as though we did not read at all. Starting tomorrow, we're going to get into a very practical din of the actual Aliyahs. And when it comes to the first Aliyah, the Kohen, if you're a Kohen, do you have to acknowledge that you're a Kohen if people don't know you? And maybe there's no Kohen, and you're just a guest, you don't want the Aliyah. Or perhaps, as we're going to get into either tomorrow or the following day, is what happens if we do not want, for various reasons, to give you an Aliyah. What can we do, if anything, to possibly give that Aliyah to someone else? We'll stop here.